Okay, we're in Parashas Drachim, Drush Yud Beis. This is the last one. We'll finish it, Mir Tashem. Anyway, so this is a continuation. The whole Drush has been about the Machlokas David and Abigail. And what's that Machlokas about? Whether David HaMelech had the status of a king when he already was Nimshach by Shmuel, but he wasn't functioning as a king. So David held, he still had the status of a king, and therefore Naval, who wasn't nice to him, is Chayav Misa. And Abigail said, no, he does not have the status of a king, and therefore Naval was not a Marib Machas because he wasn't a king yet. Okay, that's what this whole Trish has been about. Okay, now along the way, we had mentioned this Yerushalmi, that the reason that according, if you, the Pasuk says, V'tiyena Tzuras Ad Yomosin Amanos Chayas, that David's Pilakshim, he wasn't with them anymore, after the story with Avshalom and the corner of one of the cases, because a hedyot was nishtamish by him. Anything a hedyot, a non-king, uses of the kings, the king can't use anymore. Okay, so that was the yisod we had from the one of the case. So now there's a bunch of kashas on this about places where we seem that a king does seem to use things that were used, rather, that even though it was a klish nishtamish bo hedyot, a king did seem to use. So the Maharash Yaffa asks about, various cases in Tanakh, Ritzba Basaya, how he was with her, but let's go to the Basheva. That's the Mishnah Malach, the Parshas Drachim, Mishnah Malach, same person. That's his Kasha. How was David able to be married to Basheva? If any time something was used by a hedyot, a king can't use it. So Basheva was married to Uriah beforehand. So how was David allowed to marry her? It wasn't an eklish nishnamish bo hedyot. So he says that according to the Medrash, there is a Medrash that says that Uriah was actually never with her, was never physically with her. He was never Baal Basheva. So there, and it brings a pasuk. So there's a medrash like that. So according to that, okay, if there's a medrash that he was never with her, then it was a kli that was not nishnamish bo hedyot, and David would have known that al yedei navi. Okay, the Rashba in Atshuva and Simen Yud asked about David and Michal Bashol, because wasn't she with Palti ben Laish? To which he answers, well, he must have known through a navi that he wasn't. Palti ben Laish was never with her, as we know. But then we get to our kasha of Avigail. Avigail was certainly with Naval. So, how is David allowed to marry Avigail when she had been married to a hedyot beforehand, to Naval? So, now, this gets back to our machlokas, Avigail and David. So, if David did not have the status of a king, and he were to marry, and he married her before he became functioning as a king, then he could stay married to her. Because there's a rule, let's say a Kohen Gadol, a person who's a Kohen, and then they become appointed as Kohen Gadol. Gemara says that if a Kohen was married to an Almana, a Kohen Gadol cannot be married to an Almana, but a regular Kohen can be married to a widow. So let's say if a regular Kohen is married to a widow, then he gets appointed as Kohen Gadol, he does not need to divorce his wife. So the same thing, if David did not have the status of a king, so then he could have married Abigail before he was functioning as a king, and that would have been fine, because even though afterwards he gets appointed as king, and now it's it was his wife was someone that was nishnamish bo hedyot, that's relevant because he would have married her beheter. So if she had the if he did not have the status of a king, then he could marry Abigail. If he did have the status of a king, then he could not marry Abigail. Oh, so this gets back again to, if you remember from last time, this whole speech that Abigail gave him. That, it'll, don't kill Navid, it'll be bad news for you. And then she says at the end, by the way, if Navid dies and I'm ever available, I'd be happy to marry you. And the Gemara, asked like, what in the world was she talking about? Why was she mentioning that? So he's explaining the Parshas Drachim. She mentioned that because that was all that she tested. She was trying to tell him the whole story. First of all, I know you're not a king. So therefore her husband Navid didn't do anything wrong. The fact that you asked from the Urim and Tumim was okay because you were a Meshuach Mechama, if you recall from last time. And it'll be great for you because since you'll eventually become a king, we're going to get into this again, but if you remember, he said when he becomes king, when a person becomes king, their averus are forgiven. And eventually he's going to sin with Basheva, but then he gets kicked out by Avshalom and he's not king again, comes back to being king after he gets back at, he takes it back from Avshalom. That means he became king again. because when you're not functioning as king, you're not a king. So when he gets back, that means he was appointed king again, which means his sins are forgiven again. I'm just, if this is too quick for you, I'm just chazering for the last time. That's her yesod in her speech, that he didn't have the status of a king, and therefore it's actually a good thing that he didn't have the status of a king. Number one, her husband saved, and number two, as soon as he actually becomes king, all his averus will be forgiven, and then when he does the avera with Bathsheba later, and then, remember, Avigail was a Navi, and then he gets kicked out by Absalom, and then comes back as king again, his averus will be forgiven, so it's great that he's a Navi, and plus, I'm available to marry you. Why'd she say that? Ha-ha! It's because of this. She was trying to say, you're not a king, so you can marry me. Okay, so the Gemara asks, you know, why is she talking about this? But at least it fits the conversation. She was mentioning it. Since, as I just told you, 10 different nafgaminas that have to do with you not being a king, you can also marry me because you're not a king. Okay, so that's that story. If you recall, and constantly in these drush, he kept bringing back also the story when Shimi ben Gera came and said... he was begging forgiveness, and David's advisors, specifically Avishai ben Tzruya, said, "Hatachazos lo yuma Shimi, you know, kikilas Mashiach Hashem." What do you mean? Shimi cursed you, so you should kill him. And David said, "Mali v'lachem b'nei Tzruya, kisi aliyah yom l'satnali, kihalo yadati kai yom ani melech Yisrael." Why are you trying to mess me up? I know I'm now king al Yisrael. So again, he really kind of said this before. Again, this is the same idea that Shimi cursed David when he was not functioning as king. So Avishai ben Tzruya thought that doesn't matter. He's still the king, and therefore he's chayav misa for being married to Malchus. And David said, "No, no, no. I changed my mind. Avigail was right." As we said, also it says the Gemara says that he was all the days of Absalom. He was miskaper b'seirik hediot. He was no hig. He acted as if he was a hedyot, not as a king. So he was saying, "I agree. I came to Avigail's side. I was not a king at the time, and therefore he said, Mali v'lachem b'nei Tzruya, you'll be a satanly. Why is he being a satan to you? Because if I was always the status of a king, then when I get now that I'm back as king, my averus are not forgiven because nothing happened. But if I was ois king, I was not king." And now I came back to being king. Now my averus are going to be forgiven. And then I have a chance of having the avera of Bathsheba being removed. With this, he wants to explain a medrash in Rus. Rus Rabsi. That says, So the medrash says that Rav Yochanan said, this is talking about David, who eventually was taken away from Malchus. All the days of Absalom, he was had to be nohig like a non-king, and then the pasuk says, and it says this is a remez, the next words of the pasuk, that his malchus was returned to him afterwards. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, atayadati ki Yoshia Hashem Meshicho. Now I know that Hashem saves his Mashiach. So the Maharashi Yafa says, how in the world, you need a pasuk? I mean, these are pesukim in Nach. I don't need a drasha from a, you know, some medrash, I'll tell you that, Yoshia Hashem Mashiach. You need the pasuk to tell them that David became king again? Look in the Nach. It says David became king again. What if they be darshaning from Atiyah Datki, like Shenemar, Atiyah Datki, Yoshia Hashem Mashiach? We know he got back to being king. So what did that mean? So he says it's the same thing. And it said the Bayitz below Kali, the lashon of the Medrash was Shechazre lo Malchuso, which is mashma that he lost it. So you have to bring a proof. What do you mean he lost it? What do you mean Chazre lo? Even though he wasn't king, he never lost his kingship. You could argue David was still king even when Avshalom kicked him out. He was still king, wasn't he? He was the Mashiach Hashem. Well, no, that's what it's saying. No, he lost his Malchus and he got it back. Well, who says that? Well, because the pasuk says, "Ayat tayadat ki Yoshia Hashem Meshicha," that David was praising Hashem that He saved him. How did He save him? He saved him in the sense that he was it was Nimchalo Avon of Bathsheba. So that's why he had to bring that pasuk. That pasuk indicates that Hashem was Hoshia him Meshicha, that He saved him from the avera of Bathsheba. So that shows that he lost his malchus and got it back, and he was forgiven because a king who is Ola Legdula, all his averas are forgiven. Okay, he says this also explains a pasuk It's in Shmuel Beis, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. And this, I guess you would call it somewhat random, but it's connected to this idea. The pasuk there, it says, Atzas Achitofel Asher Yo'atz Bayimim Ahim, the advice of Achitofel that he was Yo'atz in those days, Kasher Yishal Ish B'dvar Elokim, when a person asked Dvar Elokim, meaning they asked Urim Atumim, Gam Le David, Gam Lav Shalom, also to David, also to Avshalom. So he wants to know, what does it mean, also to David, also to Avshalom? So he says, based on what he's been telling you till now, that it's telling you a chiddush that Achitofel's Eitzah was different than the Urim Atumim, because the Urim Atumim wouldn't have talked to both David and Avshalom, because it only talks to a king. And David, when he was not in power, he was not a king, and Avshalom was a king. So, Achitofel would talk to David and Shalom, as opposed to the Urim and Thummim, which wouldn't have talked to David and Avshalom. It would have talked to one or the other, because only one of them could be king. Again, you see that when you're not functioning as king, you're not king. Okay, now this is a very geschmack thing. It says, Mizmor David bevarchal mipnei Avshalom. It says, a Mizmor David, a song for David when he's running away from Avshalom. And what does he say? Hashem mar rabu tzarai rabim kamim alai. How great are my pains and those who come against me. Rabim omrim lenafshi ein yeshuasa lo v'lukim tzela. Many say about my soul, Hashem will not save me. Okay, so, first of all, why does it say Mizmor LaDavid? Like the Gemara in Bracha says, it should say Kina LaDavid. This is not a Mizmor. This sounds like a bad thing. But he wants to say, based on what he explained, this is great. Why? So the Medrash says this line that Rabbi Marmel Lanafshi, Ein Yeshua Sa Lovi Lekim Sela, that many say, my soul, Hashem's not going to save me, my soul can't be saved. The Medrash says this is Doeg and Achitofel, who said that David did such a horrible sin with Bathsheba, he's never going to be forgiven. So he says, so the Parsha Chacham says, this is beautiful, according to what I've been telling you this whole time, that because Abigail was right, and David did not have the status of a king when Avshalom kicked him out. And because when you're not functioning as king, practically, don't have a den of a king. So therefore, when David went away from Avshalom, it was the greatest thing that ever happened to him. Why? Because that made him not king. He had done the Avera with Bathsheba. Now he's not king anymore, because Avshalom kicks him out. Then he gets back in power and becomes king again. So now his Averas are forgiven. So he wasn't, so that this is the greatest thing that ever happened, because people were saying that he would never be saved. David Achitofel said he did this terrible Avera, he'll never be saved. So that's why it's a Mizmor LaDavid Bevarchem Ibn Avshalom. It's the greatest thing that ever happened to him. Avshalom kicked him out, therefore he's had the status of a king, and therefore Doeg and Achitofel were beginning wrong. He was going to be forgiven for the sin of Bathsheba. Okay, then he brings a Medrash, which was brought by the Ma'arimt, in Parshas Chayisara. It says, Lamanateach al Machlas, that the Medrash says, Tova haisa Abigail adavi mikor karbonos shabolam. Abigail was better for David than all the karbonos in the world. Shilo asa oso David osa maisa shechashiv lasos lenavel. If David would have done what he did, what he thought he was going to do to Navel, all the karbonos in the world wouldn't have helped him. Okay, why not? So again, this is the Parshas Drachim explains this Medrash about why she's better than all the karbonos in the world. Same way. Because she made him realize that he did not have the status of a king, in which case, therefore, he didn't kill Navel, and therefore, when he lost his malucha at the time of Avshalom, and he came back, his aver would be forgiven, so therefore, she was better than all the korbanos. In other words, because all the korbanos in the world, like we said before, went to help him for the sin of Bathsheba. But now that he became a king again, his averes are forgiven, and therefore, she was better than 1,000 korbanos. Okay. Now we get back at the end of the drasha to the beginning of the drasha. Remember, the beginning of the drasha started with that David was so embarrassed, people were making, they were saying that he sinned with Bathsheba, and that he was embarrassed, and if you tore him open, you'd see no blood. It was just meant that he was like white for with embarrassment. It says, even when they're learning Negayim and Alos, and they make fun of me when they're learning the Garmin Alos and say, hey, what happens to David? What happens to someone who's born in Eish Azish? What happens to them? And David responded, well, he gets chenek, but people who are malbin pnei chavir baramim have no chelek olam haba. So why did they mention even when people are osik in the Garmin Alos? What was that about? Listen to this amazing answer. This is, you have to be the Mishnah Melech to come up with this. This is incredible. Why in the Garmin Alos? Well, tell you something. There's a halacha that a kohen who's over mimishichoso, he still has the status of a kohen. In other words, a kohen gadol is not being kohen gadol anymore, so he still gets treated as the status of a kohen gadol. But a king who loses his kingship does not get treated like a king. Where do we see this? From the Halachas of Tzaras. It says in Harius, Daf Yud, it says, Tan Rabbanan Asher Nasi Yechata Prat L'cholav. And the Gemara there says, Prat L'Nasi Shenitzdara Shenemar Ve'enaga Hashem Es HaMelech Ve'im Tzarad Yomo. So, that a king, this is talking about a king who gets Tzaras, V'yashav Beis HaChavshis, Rashi says, T'Nasa Chavshim En Amachus U'Kehed Yot Dami. So, when he got Tzaras, the king, so he became Chavshim En Amachus, and he was like a head yot. And then on Daf Yud Beis and Beis it says, "B'aminei Rava Mirav Nachman, Kohen Mashiach Shenetz Darama." What happens to a Kohen Mashiach who gets Taras? Is he allowed to marry an Amana? Amalei Huna Berid of Nachman Papa Taninav Hu Yishal B'Pslay Yekach. Whatever makes a drasha there. Aver that even if he's not acting as a Kohen Gadol because he has Taras, still the Gemara makes a drasha there. He's Aser Ba'almana. That's what Rashi brings. When he gets Taras, the Gemara makes the drasha there that he is still Aser Ba'almana. So you see a Kohen, when he gets Taras, Kohen Mashiach, when he gets Taras, he's still Aser Ba'almana. Whereas a king, when he gets Taras, he is not considered a Melech, and he's like a head yot. So by the Halachas of Taras is where you see this Chilek. So when the people were making fun of him, hey, what happens? They should have looked at Taras, even when they're learning Nagayim Balos, because Nagayim, you would see that when I'm not a king, so then he doesn't have a status of a king, and then when he gets back his kingship, he becomes his Averis or Nimchal, and therefore it was Nimchal to him, the Alvin of Bathsheba, just stop making fun of him, and that's the end of that drush.